the Tech Out Checkout podcast with the Girl Tech Innovators. I'm Lori Boyer.
And I'm Julia Hilburn. We are so excited that it is almost St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I know that it is only technically the 15th, and we have two more days until the actual holiday, but who doesn't like to celebrate a little early?
I 100% agree with that. And I have to say, I have to give a little shout out to my son, Derek, otherwise known as my lucky charm, because, because he's probably like dying right now inside. He's a teenager, but his birthday is actually on St. Patrick's Day. So we always called him our lucky charm.
Oh, that's so special.
Yeah. And so speaking of birthdays, this month is actually jam packed with them, as you, Julia, just celebrated your birthday on the 9th.
I did.
And yep. It was awesome, right?
It was amazing. Yep. Very special.
And then mine is coming up on the 26th of this month.
It is a month-long celebration for the Girl Tech Innovator world. That is for sure.
Absolutely. I mean, that's how I like to celebrate my birthday anyways, a whole month, right?
I know. Fun little fact too. In my family, everyone likes to like share birthdays. So You're born on the same day as someone else. It's just kind of how it goes. But then I met Lori and she shares the exact same birthday as my mom. So We're just meant to be the Girl Tech Innovators together.
I love it.
Yep. Okay. So let's start off by talking about the upcoming St. Lucie Public Schools Technology Conference, because we are only 29 days away.
I can't believe that. 29 days. Honestly, this whole school year's flying, nor less 2024. So I just can't believe it. We're less than a month away.
I know. So I'm trying not to panic because 29 days, just under a month. Sweating over here a little bit. But St. Lucie Public Schools is going to be hosting our annual technology conference that is virtual. We've done this every year since the pandemic, just before the pandemic, and we are super excited about this year's theme.
So absolutely. We're super excited because we're superheroes, right?
Yeah.
So EdTech Assemble, if you haven't heard about this yet, you'll want to make sure and pay attention right now.
Yep. So registration is on the website and it is officially open and it is filling up quickly. So if you go to the main St. Lucie Public Schools website, you can find the scrolling banner just on the main page when you get there. And you'll see the conference credit right at the top of the homepage, or you can go directly to the Talent Development Department and you can find the link on there. So it is required that you register for your unique sessions that you wish to attend. So you can, you know, build, pick and choose, but that part is required.
Awesome. I mean, I think that is actually a really nice addition, to this conference, is that you can pick and you could choose the sessions that interest you most. If you only want to learn about reading progress, or you could pick up sessions just on that, or maybe, you have a session that you're going to start with, take a little coffee break, and then come on back for, you know, learning with Canva, whatever it might be.
I know. It truly is. There's something unique for everyone. Can you tell us what the theme is again?
Oh, yeah. EdTech Assemble. Ooh. Unleash the power of EdTech. So we're going to assemble the future of K-12 education. So honestly, we all know that teachers truly have superpowers, and each superhero presenter is an employee from St. Lucie Public Schools.
Even better, we love when our teachers are willing to not only present to peers, but to do it on a Saturday is incredible, and we're super thankful for them.
Absolutely. And if you haven't had a chance yet to check out the agenda, you definitely should. The titles and topics themselves are enough to make me want to attend each and every session. They have a nice little spin to them to go along with that
beat. They do. They're fun. The descriptions are fun. We spent some time kind of going through them, so you should definitely check it out, especially if you're a Marvel fan.
Yes.
I think you'll get a kick out of it. So, oh, and most importantly, don't forget about the prizes.
Of course not. The prizes are one of the best parts about the conference, right? It's really, I won't say best part, it's really just the beautiful bonus to the conference itself, because you learn so much, but then to get prizes, everybody likes that.
Absolutely. So we will have 1 to 2 prizes to give away during each session of the conference, thanks to the St. Lucie County Education Foundation.
They're super awesome.
I know. And we are so thankful for them. Superheroes over there donating for our conference. And the prizes are pretty fantastic.
They really are. So, okay, listen up. Registration will continue to be open through April 10th, just days before the conference. So you could sign up, you know, for a little bit still. So hop over if you're, you know, maybe hanging on the beach during spring break and you happen to, you know, pull your phone up and want to look through the registration options, go for it. Go to the website, read through the descriptions, and check out all the different presenters and register right away.
Yep, can't wait. And hopefully you'll attend my session.
Yes, same here. So moving on from tech conference, super excited because you know that Julie and I, we're big fans of Reading Progress.
Big fans of Reading Progress. Well, I'm actually doing a training tomorrow now that I think about it.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Well, I am extremely excited to share that the latest update to the Learning Accelerator and is starting to roll out at the end of this month. Okay. So AI passage generator and AI comprehension question generator is rolling out later this month.
I am so excited about it. We've been telling our listeners and we've been telling all of the people that have been attending our trainings about this, but yes, Now it is officially here.
Super excited about that. So what's really cool is that we all know that fluency is an important foundational piece to reading for students. Well, life just became a lot easier for teachers to assign passages to students to practice. So in the past, you were able to upload your own passage, or you could use something from their library connected to ReadWorks. But right now, you get flexibility and personalization for your class because based on each individual student's needs. So you can literally choose it to generate a passage for students to read from.
It's exciting to say the least. And mm-hmm. Something else that is neat is that educators can also further adjust how complex of a passage they are choosing.
Yeah.
And then it will generate based off of the teacher parameters that are being put in. So it's really putting the control in the hands of the educator, which is what we always talk about. The educator, the teacher is still the person in control of the lesson, the classroom. No matter how much technology you're bringing in, you're still going to be the teacher in there. And this just really allows that control.
100%. And, you know, every classroom's needs are slightly different, you know, so this really gives that unique touch to it. So if that didn't make my heart happy enough already this month, I'm super excited because they're starting to roll out at the end of the month AI comprehension questions.
I am bursting with excitement.
No, like literally. Me too. Educators, they can choose the number of questions and then they can review them and they can make edits and publish them to their students. So this is all based on the passage that they chose for their students to have. They can go in there and check them out.
And this is all directly from Microsoft Forms.
Yep.
Yeah. So speaking of Microsoft Forms applications, just to switch a little bit into our next topic, there have been some great updates to Microsoft Forms. I don't know if you've been in there, but holy moly, yeah, there are some really, really neat features that they've built in over, you know, the past couple of years. And I think the ease of use alone is something to talk about, but I'm excited for these.
Completely agree. I feel like the end user experience is just so much more seamless through the years with the little tweaks that they've been doing, and super excited because there's that interactivity now with Stream.
100%. You can now add Microsoft Forms into any given part of a Stream video to have the viewer interact with the video that they are watching. Yes. You heard me correctly. You can add a form into any given part of a Stream video, and your viewers would be able to interact with that form right in the video as it's going.
Okay, so let's pause for the cause on this one, because that's really important. A lot of times, you know, when thinking about using a video within a classroom, the question always comes out of, okay, how do I know that they're getting it? Or, you know, if I have different groups going on, I can't be at every group as the classroom teacher. So how do I kind of check in and make sure that they're getting the key, you know, stopping points that you essentially would be doing if you were leading this, you know, in your classroom in a whole group type of style?
Yes.
So this really gives you that opportunity to kind of check in. You could ask just a simple question, you know, or two, whatever works best for you throughout that video, and really has those check-in points, and you have that data to refer back to and have, you know, conversations with students.
Yes. And from a professional learning standpoint, you know, which is our department or, you know,
right,
one of the things that I'm focusing on with some of the courses that we build is we're always like, how do we make sure that people are watching what they're supposed to watch and not just clicking through? So this is a great aspect to add. I know we have some of those features inside of Canvas with Canvas Studio, but now right in our stream videos, which is a really neat aspect. So you're not having to move it anywhere else. It's directly inside of Stream. And then, with Microsoft Forms, which is what we're all used to. So not having, if you're not going to be putting this in Canvas at all, this is a great aspect. If you're going to be putting it into Canvas, it works the same way, or you could use Studio. We're super excited about it because now it really just talks to each other. It's a way for us to have check and balances in all of this thing. So if you take one of our professional learning courses, be on the lookout. This is coming for you for sure.
Absolutely.
The other feature that I wanted to talk about was the ability to call out throughout a video.
Wait, are you calling me out?
What? I mean, so teachers can type up on a call out, change the background color, and move it to wherever you'd like a student to focus on a video, drawing their attention to what you're doing. So exactly what it sounds like, I'm calling out something on the video.
Absolutely. So this could be really helpful for teachers. To focus attention to important parts of the video or to even like a specific speaker in a video if there's more than one of them. So, you know, that could also be a nice way to funnel students' thinking to, okay, let me pay attention because now Julie is going to say something really important that it's a key point in my learning.
100%. I just think that, you know, it kind of, I'm saying this in different ways throughout this podcast, but it kind of is the way of bringing everything full circle. So if I'm thinking of clear touch panels or any kind of interactive panel, I would stop right there in my lesson and I would be pointing it out. But you don't always get to do that when you're using something online or you're sending students, you know, extra resources or it's in Canvas or something of that nature. And this is a great way to do that without you physically being in the room and stopping the video. So I'm super excited about all of these features.
I am too. And since we're speaking of forms, I'm also so very happy to share that Microsoft's taking teacher feedback into consideration when it comes to results from forms that they create.
Does this have to do with the forms results and its syncing?
Oh, 100%, my friend.
That's so exciting.
Yes. In the past, you had to go into Microsoft Excel and insert a Microsoft form if you wanted the results to sync into the spreadsheet. Okay, great. That worked. However, I can't tell you how many times I went to go create a form. I went to my Forms app within my Microsoft 365. I created my form and then I realized, oh, I didn't put that into a spreadsheet. I should have started it there. And then I was like, oops, too late, right? Well, now what's nice is when I go into Microsoft Forms application, I create a form and I send it out. When there's results, I will then see a button that says open results in Excel.
Yep.
Right there on the results page of that form I created. So now the results will sync automatically, keeping that spreadsheet up to date as additional responses are received on the form. So that happens a lot if you have, you know, a form available over a course of time. You don't want to every day have to go in there and download the form to get the results and update the spreadsheet. Now it's all syncing constantly, which is wonderful.
Yes, and it keeps your formatting. So when you open it the first time, it's very generic. Obviously, there's no customization for you. When you start customizing your Excel spreadsheet, just like you would if you had downloaded it, the next time you go back in and you open it up, it's going to look the same. So the data will be updated. Everything is syncing in live time, but your formatting stayed the same. And multiple people, if there were multiple people on the form who had access to collaborate, would be able to do the same thing. So it's really helpful. It's helping keep us up to date in real time with those results. And I think that it's going to be extremely helpful for the professional learning sessions alone, let alone, you know, what else we're using it for.
Absolutely. I mean, that's, to me, this is really affording collaboration, you know, amongst people, amongst teams, amongst schools, and everyone being in the know. So I like when we're working smarter, not harder.
Me too.
So Something else that's exciting is that this month, I wanted to give a reminder to everyone in the Microsoft Innovative Educator Network throughout North America, because the Florida MIEEs are hosting the April Learning Call.
Woohoo! I love learning through the MIEE Professional Learning Network each month.
I do too. And the Florida Fellows, which include myself and Wendy and Michelle and Kim, we're all looking forward to having wonderful sessions presented from our MIE experts, literally from all over the state of Florida. So we're talking everything from co-pilot to rehearse coach to reflect and so much more. And we're very pumped. So make sure you pay attention and listen on the 11th.
I am definitely going to check in and learn more on April 11th. I can't wait.
Yay.
Awesome.
So last but not least, we have our Girl Tech Innovators Ticket to Try. So this month, it's all about choice, right? It's springtime. We're getting excited for spring break and birthdays and holiday celebrations and the last quarter coming up, actually, the school year. So we're going to challenge you. Kind of crazy, right? But we're going to challenge you to try out one of the features at Microsoft Forms or level up the new enhancements in Reading Progress as they roll out at the end of this month and tag at Girl Tech Innovators on Instagram and put the hashtag ticket to try.
We're excited to see what comes in this month. And as always, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, please refer us to a friend. Tell them about our podcast. Tell them about the YouTube channel. If you haven't checked out the YouTube channel yet, you should do so. All of the screenshots for everything that we talked about is on there. So as always, thanks so much and have a great March.
Enjoy your spring break.